Well, Thursford has definitely become as much a part of the traditional Christmas scene as the pantomime, hasn't it? The inimitable Giles Brandreth reckons that Panto changed his life, no less. Giles recently spoke to Rachel Banham about his hectic life and why he's looking forward to coming to East Anglia this year, as well as hoping that his latest book will be a success. Here's Tony.
Giles Brandreth was told that busy people are happy people when he was a schoolboy, and he took it to heart. The writer and broadcaster has spent the past few months travelling the country promoting his memoir, Odd Boy Out. Meanwhile, he continues to work on his Poetry Together initiative, which unites young and old through the joy of poetry. He's also recording his award-winning Something Rhymes with Purple podcast with his friend Susie Dent, and is taking it on tour. In the spring, he brings his Break a Leg tour, a celebration of all things theatrical, to East Anglia. And this Christmas, Giles, whose radio and TV work includes Just a Minute, QI, Have I Got News for You, and Celebrity Gogglebox, was on our screens again, along with other celebrities, undertaking the ultimate musical theatre masterclass. He says, "I was doing something on Boxing Day called All Star Musicals on ITV, which is fun. It's a show where they get people who have never sung a song in a musical before to sing a song in a musical. I like doing new things." It's safe to say that Giles has never been one to stand still. In the book, I quoted one of my teachers who was the headmaster of one of my schools, a man called Mr. Stocks, Giles says. "I remember him saying to me, 'Busy people are happy people.' I was taught that when I was about 10, and I've been living by that rule ever since. I just like doing lots of different things. Variety is the spice of life, and I'm very lucky to have had a lot of opportunities to do lots of different things." Odd Boy Out is Giles's account of growing up and coming of age in an apparently well-to-do but always strapped for cash, middle-class English family. It's a story about family life, happiness, ambition and love. But it is also about adventures, meeting princes and presidents, visiting Death Row in America, exploring the sex clubs of Copenhagen. The kaleidoscopic portrait of Britain from the 1950s onwards features a cast drawn from politics, media, swinging London, stage and screen, from Laurence Olivier to Twiggy. At its root, it's an exploration of childhood, how our heritage, our parents, and our upbringing make us who we are. Giles recalls he wrote his book entirely because of the pandemic. He had been due to do a show with Dame Judi Dench in London and then take his Break a Leg show on tour. That was 2 years ago, he says. Then it was suddenly cancelled. So I suddenly had a gap of 3 months in my diary, and I knew I could write 1,000 words a day. So because I like to be busy, 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 I thought, I can't leave the house, I can't go out to do research, so I can't do a biography of anybody else. I'd already written a biography of the Duke of Edinburgh, so I thought, well, I'd better do my own story, because it's all there in the basement, in all those boxes. He estimates he has maybe 100 boxes full of everything, theatre programmes, menus, train tickets, bus tickets, every kind of little piece of paper that you can imagine going back to the 1950s. I first started keeping a diary in 1959, so it's all there. This all gives great detail to Odd Boy Out, which also has a selection of photos from Giles's childhood onwards, including a very special pantomime which led to him meeting his wife Michelle. In his book, he recalls how, as a student at Oxford, he put on a production of Cinderella and put up advertisements all over the university to find a fairy tale princess. So all these lovely girls between about 17 and 20 turned up. all these students who thought they could be Cinderella, he says. And to one of them I said, would you mind staying behind? And she said yes. And so she stayed behind, and then we went and had a Chinese meal, and 53 years later, we're still together. So I met my wife auditioning for a fairy tale, Princess. I was looking for Cinderella, and I found my wife instead. He says, pantomime has changed my life. I love pantomime. I love Christmas shows. Giles recalls seeing Alice through the looking glass in the mid-1950s when he was just 5 or 6 years old, and also seeing Cinderella in the 1950s with Frankie Howard as Buttons. In the 1990s, Giles played Baron Hardup with Bonnie Langford as Cinderella, Barbara Windsor as the Fairy Queen, and Brian Connolly as Buttons. It was great fun, he recalls. I love pantomime because it's the only uniquely British form of entertainment. Giles starred in ITV's This Morning pantomime in 2020, and this year his grandson Rory was on stage in Beauty and the Beast. First, though, he's hoping that Odd Boy Out will continue to bring back memories for its readers. He says, it's about my childhood, and everyone has had a childhood, so people reading will think about their childhood, what made them the people they are, about their parents, their brothers and sisters, about their teachers. So that's what I hope it does.
Thank you, Tony. Giles certainly does lead a fun-packed life.